And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I have Amrit and TK on the show. Now, just to get you caught up and get you up to speed with their background, they wanted to break free from the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tech job and to get back their time for their family and the things that they like to do. They also wanted to achieve something called passive income, and they wanted to use that passive income to sustain their current lifestyle after retirement. So they've been very active as real estate investors. They have owned and operated four different apartment communities as lead investors. Now, in Lifestyles Unlimited, we call a lead investor somebody that owns the and operates a property. And then they have other Lifestyles Unlimited members, people like me, that invest with them. They've sold one of those assets. They currently are operating three of those assets. In addition to that, they have invested with their other Lifestyles Unlimited lead investors in 11 different properties. They've owned some single family properties. As a matter of fact, they've got four different single family properties that they currently own and operate as their own assets. And they are making a radical difference in their lives. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Amrit and TK onto the show because I want you to get into their minds. I want you to understand what they were doing in their previous form of their life, what happened to change what they were doing, and I want you to understand the reality of their life today. And the reality of their life today is phenomenal. The reality of their life today is way different than what they used to do when they were trading time for money. So with no further ado, let me bring Amrit and TK onto the show. Welcome back to the show, you guys. How are you today?
We're doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm good. I'll tell you what, I am pumped up. I'm on my fifth cup of coffee. I've got the jitters going, but I'm just super excited to get into your story because I know that there are people out there that are curious about how did you do it? How did you break free from tech America? So let me do this. Before we get into that particular aspect of your story, give me a little bit about your background. Tell me about what you guys used to do for income and what you did before you became members of Lifestyles Unlimited.
I was in an IT job before we came into LU. We joined in 2016. I was doing, you know, like many of us do, work from morning till evening, come back, and, you know, and in a loop, you keep doing the same thing over and over. And so then I just left the job for my family. We started a family, and then I was like, I'm not going to go back because there's one thing we have limited. We all have limited, that is time, and we're going to use it wisely. It should make some sense. So then we came up, and one of my friends told me about LU, and we explored more. And I was like, it doesn't sound right. I mean, this can be true. Why somebody will help you to, you know, rise in your success and rise in your life? But then we attended the seminar, and I was like, okay, let's give it a try. And then there's no looking back. It was true. And then we just started LU, and it's amazing that you get the time and you get the money, both. It's a win-win.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Amrit, but you knew people that were members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Is that correct?
Yes. So the people who introduced us to the Lifestyle, they were already the members, and they were the investor in Lifestyle. So when we entered for the two-day session, we kind of knew what the Lifestyle is, how it works. But while going through those 2 days of training, we learned more about how the whole model works. We understand, we got to know the numbers, and we coming from the engineering background, we understand, love numbers. So at least I could very easily see what Dave Fisher was saying in that meeting, in the seminar, and it was all making sense. So we, after the second day of the session, we actually signed up for LabStyle.
So were you at any time during the Financial Freedom Seminar that you attended, the 16-hour training that all of us as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we attend, were you trying to blow holes into any of the information? Or were you trying to look for cracks in the fissure, if you will?
Yes. So, again, being a tech industry and from engineering, one thing we always look for is how the system can fail. That's in our DNA now. So first thing I was looking at, okay, what can go wrong? So as we were going to the seminar, I was asking more questions. Hey, what happened if this doesn't work? What happened if that doesn't work? So, but at the end of 2 days, I think we were pretty satisfied with the answer we got. And given that there was one, our close friend was already in LifeStyle. So yes, it was a decision we made right on the spot to join the LifeStyle.
Now, TK, were you on board with this, or were you skeptical at any point along the way?
No. As Amit said, that we have friends. We met them before, also before the seminar. We had a few questions, and by talking to them, by attending the seminar, it gave us more confidence in it.
So at what point did you guys decide that you wanted to be investors in apartments? Was it immediately after the seminar, or did you guys have to go home and regroup a little bit and talk it through?
No, we have to talk it through because it's a big thing. We came from a working class family, never thought about the real estate, and especially in multimillion, never thought about the numbers in such a huge way, different way. So we had a talk about it, but then we know that we have a lot of support, a lot of right guidance in LU, a lot of friends, mentors. So there are people who are going to show us the path, right path, and it gave us confidence, and we just started.
So what form of investing did you choose to follow? Did you choose to become passive investors first? Did you choose to become lead investors first? Or did you decide to buy single-family properties first?
No, we started with passives because we wanted to have an experience first. So we cannot just be a lead right now because it's a big responsibility, big accountability. We want to have some experience as a passive. So we started as a passive with the multi-family with apartments, and then from there on we had more experience what are the expectations of as a passive, so we know that's why we understand our passives way better, because we have been passives and we are passives as well, and that's how we went into multifamily, and we do own couple of single family, but that was later.
Okay. So at what point did you guys decide that you were going to become lead investors?
So back in, as TK said, we were passives, and TK was already she wanted looking something for the time. So this was working for us. So we decided to pursue this lab to the next level and become a lead investor. 2018 is time when we sat and we said, okay, it's time for us to take the next step. We have been doing passive investing for a while now. We understand the model. We know how to read the P&L. We were talking to our mentors all throughout, and they felt that we are ready to take the next step. So 2018, we started what's called an aspiring lead, which is the very first time becoming a lead, where we have to go through certifications within the LifeStyles, and we need to meet with mentor very often. And we started evaluating properties, working with the brokers, working with the agents. March 2019 is when we acquired our first property, which was a 68 units in Haltom City, and that was a very different experience, because now all of a sudden you are no longer just investing your own money. Now you are actually responsible and accountable for every last cent of somebody else's money, and now you are the main decision maker and main operator for that apartment community. So yeah, that was a very interesting and unique experience. Scary at first, but as TK said, there's a lot of help, a lot of guidance that gave us a confidence to keep executing. And then we bought second, then third, and now we have fourth also under our belt.
So looking back, would you do anything different, or do you think that everything that you did was methodically laid out for you?
I think we are glad, actually, we joined. I cannot think of anything different we would have done. We did first property, we let it stabilize, then we bought after 1 year second, then after 2 year third. So, and we actually grew every single time. So we went from 68 units to next 150 units to 222 units, and then finally was 208 units. So we grew. Of course, we had learned. We still learn every single day. There's no end to the learning. But if I had to go back, I cannot think of anything different we would have done.
So, TK, what was it like? I mean, you made a decision to stay at home and raise your family, but I think you're pretty much the spearhead when it comes to all this investing stuff. Are you the one that takes the lead when it comes time to being a lead investor?
Yes, I like it, especially interacting with people and and especially now when I understand a lot of the DFW area and the properties and how to make it work. And so it's kind of interesting. And then, as Amit said, then you're more accountable to the other people's money, their hard-earned money as well. So, and especially the rehabs, I enjoy doing that because I love human interactions, understand our team, our investors, our customers, and giving them back and enriching their life, making their life comfortable, it gives a sense of satisfaction and happiness.
I think that's amazing. I mean, I'm drawing a bunch of parallels between what you guys did in the tech industry in relation to what you're doing in the apartment industry, because I think they're very similar, although they're very different. When we come back from the break, we're going to explore that topic. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Amrit and TK, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So as we were going to break, guys, I kind of brought up this concept of how does what you used to do for a living in the tech world relate or compare or contrast to what you're doing in the real estate investing world? I mean, are there similarities?
Yes, there are similarities, especially in the tech world. Everything is very execution and tracking oriented. And I think that's the differentiation we bring in to coming from our tech industry to the real estate. Everything we look here, we try to figure out a way, hey, how can I optimize it? How can I better track it? So for instance, for our measuring the property performance, we have a very clear metrics. We ask our on-site team to fill these metrics. And that's how we get a sense of very nice on how are we doing weekly basis, and we can see the deviations, and then we can start questioning about why the deviation happens, and that way we can focus on the issues. And second thing, being in tech industry, we are used to not getting afraid of any softwares or any tools. Real estate industry is also going through a lot of evolution as we speak. So we are not hesitant to go and try out new things. So right now for our property, we use this tool called RentVision. It's essentially an AI-driven tool, which allows us to do, instead of doing a standard marketing like apartments.com, this tool is much more apt to your property, and it understands your property. and most of our payments are online now, so we don't want our residents to come back, to come to our office. We encourage them to do everything online. So there is an advantages, and of course P&L being numbers, we just love numbers. So in free time, especially me, I just go and start pull the PLNM and start poking the numbers around and start modeling what happened if this happened. So these what if scenarios are very, very interesting for me, and it helps a lot.
How are the industries different? I mean, what's different about what you're doing now in comparison to what you used to do?
We are like a CEOs of any tech industry you can look at. We are responsible for the operations, for our investors. So we are no longer, we don't have a boss. I mean, we have investors, our boss. We can say that, but we are not hoping that our boss is happy and our next level of progression in the job is based on how happy your boss is. So here we own our own charter. We have our time. So it's different in that way that it is more catering to yourself rather than catering to somebody else. And our success is our success. In work, if you work hard, you may end up in making your company successful, but that not necessarily may translate to you becoming successful.
So, TK, I got to ask a question. I mean, it kind of sounds like this real estate investing stuff takes a little bit more of your time than just being a stay-at-home mom. How has that impacted your lifestyle?
It's easy, actually. It has made, actually, my lifestyle more meaningful, I would say, because our kids are at school most of the day, and I can focus on making the real estate work, how the properties make them more profitable so that we can give more returns to our investors and make our clients and customers more happy with giving them the more comfortable facilities, you know? So
That makes sense to me.
Yes, and so it's a balance. So in the morning, it's more productive. I put all my time there, and when the kids come, I have all my work taken care of, and now I can spend all my time with my kids and all the attention they need right now growing up. So it's pretty balanced. And also, I can take care of myself.
I think that's important. I think what you just described to the audience is that you have 100% control over your time. Did I get that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Amrit, how's it going for you? I mean, are you in the same boat?
So time is something which is, like TK said, is something which you cannot buy with money. And time gives you time because now you can focus on your own health. You're no longer in the calls and all the time running around. So, yes, it's definitely as we get more and more age, I think that you see the value of time versus money.
Now, when you guys were working in corporate America, did you guys have those 401ks? I mean, were you pushing money into those retirement savings accounts?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you still have those things?
They're still sitting around. It's 401k. Yes, we have. That's the only part of our investment which is still outside of real estate. Rest everything is real estate.
So where did all the money come from to buy all this real estate? I'm looking at, you've got a 68 unit that you bought and sold. You've got a 152 unit apartment community. You've got a 222 unit apartment community. You've got a 208 unit apartment community. I mean, did you guys just have like jars of money buried in your backyard?
No, we wish. No. So the model works is that as a lead investor, we identify the property. We put together a project plan where we look at the projections, we look at the returns, and then we present this property to investors within the lifestyle called passives. They look at your projection, your number, your background, your reputation, and then they decide to invest with you. And it is so amazing that how people trust the model, and somebody you met maybe one time, two time is wiring you $200,000, sometimes $300,000. And that's how we pool the money together, and all the investors become, they have ownership in this property, and then we use, of course, lenders for our leverage, and that's how we acquire the properties.
So you guys are leveraging not only the lenders, you're leveraging your other fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members to put the capital together necessary to acquire these properties.
Correct, yes.
Now, you do put some of your own money into these properties, do you not?
Yes. So that's the important difference between outside the deals we see and in Lifestyles. We have to put, as a lead investor, a certain percentage. The first deal, you have to minimum put 15%, second deal, 10%, and 5%, and so on. The numbers keep changing based on the property. But when we started, we put 15% of our money just to show the skin in the game. And the second property, we were putting even much higher, and so on. So that's how even you attract investors. So when they see that you're putting so high value, so it means, yes, then they feel confident in the investment. So, yes, it's very important to have skin in the game.
Do you guys have employees?
We don't directly own the employee, and that's one thing we decided early on to not. There are other places where we could differentiate, and having ownership of the employees is not one of the areas. So we use third parties for who owns the employee, but we are directly in the place of hiring them. We spend time directly talking to them. So we are TCAC spends. In fact, yesterday also she was at the property talking to the employees right there. So we directly manage them.
How many people are on the employee list? I mean, how many people are actually doing the work for you?
So at this point, we have each property have. So one in Garland, we have one agent, one leasing agent, one maintenance. The one in Carrollton has two maintenance, one leasing agent, one manager. So seven, and then one in Fort Worth we have two managers and two maintenance. So yeah, we're close to 11 people. Plus we have a regional, so that's 12.
So you have 12 people that are actively working on your business model for you, and that obviously helps to free up some of your time, right?
Yes. So right now we are in more of a CEO level, if I could say that. Basically, we are mostly on the tracking, the strategy, the next direction. But we are also actively looking at what's going on the property. We do visit the properties very often to make sure the things are the way it should be. But we have a lot of software support from our side where on a daily basis we can track how is leasing looking, how is expenses looking, what is our income trajectory, and so on. So we rely both on our technology plus the on-site staffing.
What does your long-term plan look like for your investing strategy?
Investing strategy, I think we'll continue to invest in the real estate, both as an active lead or as a passive as well. In fact, I'm about to make a passive investment within the Lifestyles. So we'll continue both the journey. We are always actively looking. Our criteria for finding the next deal is very strict. That's one thing we learned, that not to get desperate. Find the right property, right deal. It need to meet our certain specific criteria in terms of vintage, in terms of location. And if you find something, we will certainly acquire.
What would you guys say to somebody who's listening to the radio show today that is maybe thinking, I'm not sure I could do this? I mean, is there some pearls of wisdom that you could share with them?
Yes. So we've been in the United States for 20 years now. At least for me, it's more than 22 years, for decades, close to that. We used to pass by the apartments. In fact, when I came first to the U.S., I used to stay in an apartment. And we used to think, okay, this is something like a big boy's play. We, many multi-millionaires can only own this guy. This is beyond us. Never even crossed our mind that someday we might be owning these. I think with the right guidance, right help, this is achievable. We have done it. We had no background. Honestly, we, till 2016, we didn't even knew what it takes to own a multifamily. We knew, we used to pass by, drive by apartments, look at it, move on, think about this is not something which we'll ever play in. And now we own close to 700 units.
I think it's an amazing result. And you learn how to do all this stuff through Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah, big credit goes to Lifestyle. We will not be without them. Yes, absolutely. The whole mentorship program, the leads, other people who are leads, they are phone call away. If you run into any issue, we call lifestyle, we call the operational consultants. And bigger than all, the whole trust model between the lifestyle and the investor community in lifestyle is just unbelievable.
So what would happen if your former tech bosses called you up and said, hey, you know what? I've got a screaming deal for you. Come back to work for me. What would you tell that person?
I think we're going to stay here. I don't know, we are there.
So you're not looking back?
No. This is amazing. I would we would personally like to thank Dell, who actually thought about it with sharing the whole world, because there are many multimillionaires here, but not everybody shares their success path and show the others also to how to achieve that. And then all our mentors and our investors and all our other friends who help us. So, yes, we are very, very thankful to everyone. Otherwise, we couldn't have achieved. I mean, as Amrit told, we can't even think about it. We couldn't even think about it. Okay. Me personally, I never thought that you can actually own the apartment.
I think it's amazing. And, you know, I've gotten to know you guys over the last couple of years because I've had you on the radio show before. And I think you're a great testimony to the success that anyone can achieve, not only here in the United States of America, but just by opening your mind and changing the methodology of how you approach developing wealth and how you approach building a business. And you guys have built an amazing business. And I just want to take my hat off to you and say congratulations. I think you've done a really great job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. So let me just close the show by saying, first of all, thank you very much to the two of you for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited, to give back to the community, not only the community of Lifestyles Unlimited members, but the people that listen to the show that are considering maybe becoming a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I mean, it just takes a little bit of courage and a little bit of understanding that when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you are actually starting a path. You're starting a journey where you're going to change your financial freedom and you're going to change everything that you do. And if you want to get started, you want to do what Amrit and TK are doing, you want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.